This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Celebrating 10 years on the air, thanks to Australia's only LGBTIQ+ radio station, Joy 94.9. This is QNN.
I'm Matthew Wade, and this is your QNN update. Former rugby player Israel Folau has doubled down on his comments linking the bushfire crisis to same-sex marriage and abortion, telling churchgoers to preach the truth without fear. In a 15-minute sermon at the Truth of Jesus Christ Church in Sydney on Sunday, Folau warned that we were living in perilous times and urged his congregation to go and do the work that God has called you to do. Last week, Prime Minister Scott Morrison slammed Folau's comments as appallingly insensitive and told him to keep it to yourself. Australia's youth-driven network for LGBTIQ youth, minus 18, have become the first organisation to sign up as a tenant for the Victorian Pride Centre. Minus 18 will be located on the first floor of the Pride Centre, along with other LGBTI-focused resident organisations that are soon to be announced. The state-of-the-art 6,000 square metre centre will be the second largest Pride Centre in the world. Minus 18 was symbolically handed over the first set of keys to what will be their new home when the Pride Centre doors open in late 2020. Religious hospitals and aged care providers will be able to discriminate when it comes to hiring staff under the Morrison government's redrafted religious freedom laws. Speaking at the National Press Club in Canberra, Attorney General Christian Porter said the change was significant and would give faith-operated hospitals and aged care providers the same rights as schools and other religious bodies to make staffing decisions on the basis of religion. Conservative Christian group Family Voice Australia has launched a new campaign against Australian retailer Bonds in response to the company's now viral underwear advertisement featuring a same-sex couple. The organisation, a key player in the unsuccessful No campaign during the 2017 marriage equality plebiscite, emailed its members and supporters, urging them to contact Bonds directly to express their displeasure. On the Bonds Facebook page, where the photo featuring two men wearing Bonds underwear kissing was initially posted, the majority of the 10,000 plus reactions were positive, with the love heart emoji being the most popular response. The owners of a New Zealand restaurant have been overwhelmed by support after a local shopkeeper advised tourists not to eat there because it was owned by a gay male couple from the US. Visiting tourist Alexia Black posted a review detailing her experience, which has gone viral since it was shared to the Facebook page of Salute Restaurant in Greytown on New Zealand's North Island. Black, who reported that the food, atmosphere and service were all fantastic, said she took the time to explain to the manager what had happened and discovered they had been struggling with such attitudes for some time. Over 6,000 people turned up on Saturday to celebrate Hong Kong Pride, following a police ban on the annual march due to ongoing political turmoil. Rather than a parade, Hong Kong Pride was celebrated as a carnival-like demonstration in Central's Edinburgh Place on the harbour front, after the event was downgraded last Thursday to a stationary rally. The downgrade, which only allowed attendees to gather in the form of a public meeting, came after police banned the traditionally colourful march through the territory as pro-democracy protests continue to engulf the city. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
And finally, an Aussie restaurant has trialled homophobic rugby star Israel Folau by donating his payment to an LGBT+ youth charity. Folau and wife Maria dined at vegan restaurant Gorilla Kitchen a couple of weeks ago before he blamed abortion and marriage equality for causing the deadly bushfires blanketing the country at the Truth of Jesus Christ Church in Kenhurst.
You have changed the law and changed the ordinance of these things. Look how rapid these bushfires, these droughts, all these things have come in a short period of time. You think it's a coincidence or not?
The restaurant thanked Folau in a Facebook post for inadvertently showing his support for diversity and rainbow youth paired with a picture of a pride flag.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can find us wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app, distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.